Local resident Holly Wingy drinks borough water using a filter, but she's hoping to end the addition of fluoride in the local water supply.
It's something I've thought about for a long time. I didn't, I guess, take the initiative until having my daughter. And I'm realizing all the things in our daily lives, drinking water to the food that we're eating and medications that we take, how much we're ingesting on a daily level. And it started to worry me about her. She's so small.
Wingy says the more research she did, the more she wanted to have it be a personal choice for people. She also thinks things have changed since the practice started here.
I think the beauty of that now is that fluoride toothpaste and mouthwash is available to everyone. It wasn't the case a long time ago, 40 years ago. It was a very expensive and hard to find product, and now it's in just about every mouthwash and toothpaste that you can buy. So it's easy to grab a hold of. We can make that choice and use it if we want to.
Wingy wrote to the borough assembly this winter asking for an end to fluoridation. The assembly had a brief discussion on the topic at a meeting in February. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman calculated that the borough spends about $1.40 per person every year for fluoride, and he thought it saves people a lot of money in dental bills.
From my personal experience, I think that the fluoridation of our water supply has made a big impact. I grew up on non-fluoridated water. I've got a lot of fillings in my mouth. My kids grew up on fluoridated water. They don't have any.
Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger said he'd be doing some research into the issue and questioned Hagerman about use elsewhere.
Carl, just to be devil's advocate with you then why are Petersburg and Sitka the only communities in Southeast at this point using fluoride? It's such a great thing for the community.
Well, I really don't have an answer for that. I don't understand it. The trend across the nation is an increase in fluoridation. The trend in the state of Alaska is a decrease. And I'm not really sure why that is.
Juneau stopped fluoridating its water more than a decade ago, and KTOO reports that dentists in the capital city think cavities have increased there since. Sitka's the only other place in Southeast that does fluoridate. Anchorage does as well, along with a scattering of other smaller communities around the state. The Alaska Dispatch News reported that Anchorage residents were trying to collect signatures to force a vote on the issue this year. Last year, the assembly there voted not to put the issue on the ballot. Just under half of the population in Alaska on a community water supply has fluoridated water, ranking Alaska 43rd among the 50 states. Voters here approved adding fluoride to the water in 1986 and voted to keep it in the water in 1998. Margin that year was nearly 200 votes. The federal government's Centers for Disease Control and American Dental Association both support water fluoridation at the community level. In fact, the CDC named it one of 10 great public health achievements of the last century. The CDC says in 2014, over 211 million people in the U.S. lived on water systems with fluoride. Doctors and dentists across the country also say fluoridation can reduce your chances of hearing so much of this when you go to the dentist. Even with fluoride in the local water, the office of Petersburg dentist Jay Lister is a busy place. Lister thinks fluoridation is very beneficial. He acknowledges it doesn't prevent all tooth decay, but it reduces the risk, he says. And he compares Petersburg to other places he's worked.
Yeah, I used to travel a lot of the remote villages up north, and a lot of them didn't, and they had really bad cavity rate in some of those areas. And I've been in some areas. It really varies from kid to kid and from person to person. Some areas are a lot higher than others. But it does seem to have an effect.
Lister thinks fluoridation covers some in the community who don't have daily access to toothpaste or mouthwash. Petersburg's assembly took no action on the issue this winter. Meanwhile, Wingy is hoping the assembly will make the decision to remove fluoride. If not, she may try to gather signatures to get that issue on the ballot. In Petersburg, with help from Angela Denning, I'm Joe Vicnicki.